currently on exhibit at Fletcher Hall on the UL campus. In the Dean's Gallery, it's on the second floor. There is an exhibition of work by UL Associate Professor Stephen Brough. It's called Waking Space. It will be up through October 4th, and he'll be giving a presentation tomorrow at 11 o'clock in Fletcher Hall in the auditorium, room 134. You can stop by and see the exhibit beforehand or when you get an opportunity, but he'll give his lecture presentation in Fletcher Hall Auditorium called Waking Space that accompanies his exhibit. There will be a banned book bash and book swap in Brough Bridge on Thursday at Joie de Vivre Coffee and Culture Cafe. There will be quite a number of presenters, including Daryl Bork, Linda Fries, Greg Gearward, and Marjorie Essman, who's the executive director of the Louisiana ACLU, and many others will be reading as well. The event is open and free to the public. The banned books bash and book swap in Brough Bridge. In Grand Coteau on Thursday evening at the Thinstead Center, there will be a poetry reading. Liz Burke and Kelly Clayton will be reading. Liz Burke is a psychologist who divides her time between New York and Southwest Louisiana and writes poetry and publishes her poetry. Kelly Clayton is a Louisiana Creole who lived in New York for many years and lives back home now. She's a full-time writer and has published widely. They will both be reading this Thursday from 7 to 9 at the Thinstead Center on Church Street in Grand Coteau. For more information, you can email festivalwords@gmail.com. The Bach Lunch Series starts up this Friday with Les Frères Michaud. They kick off the Bach Lunch every season, and they'll be performing in Parc Sanssouci from noon until 1. You can bring a brown bag lunch and enjoy the music, bring your family, or if you just have a break in your work day, you can go over there and hear the music. You can also purchase lunch from the participating restaurants there. That's this Friday, October 4th. Fourth, the kickoff of the Bach Lunch Series with Les Frères Michaud. On Friday evening at Cité des Arts, the Brad Walker Jazz Quartet will be performing. Start at 7:30. Brad Walker will be joined by Simon Lott, Brian Seeger, and James Singleton. Tickets will be available at the door. This Saturday is the Latin Music Festival in Parc Internationale from noon until 10 p.m. in the evening. Lots of great music and food on Saturday. In New Iberia on Saturday, Shadows on the Tesh will have its annual Arts and Crafts Fair from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. with over 100 vendors. On Saturday at Cité des Arts, Comedy's improv hypnotist Philip Orley will be performing at Cité des Arts. Tickets are available by calling Cité or going to their website. This Sunday, the 6th, is the 5th annual Pink Ribbon Jam, a celebration of life after cancer that will take place at the Blue Moon. The Cajun Invasion is putting on the Pink Ribbon Jam, and they are Louisiana's first and only cancer survivor dragon boat team. The festival celebration is from 2 until 8 o'clock at the Blue Moon. There will be lots of music and food and conversation and information about any of those organizations. The Pink Ribbon Jam put on by the Cajun Invasion. Saturday afternoon at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra's chamber players will be performing Across the Ocean along with harpist Bridget Kibbe. They will play music by Debussy, Ravel, Rodrigo, Argentinian and Cuban dances by P.D. Rivera, and selections of Celtic harp music. That will be at 3 o'clock on Sunday at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Tickets are available by calling the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra or going to their website. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button and downloading a weekly schedule. You can podcast many of our locally produced programs. If you missed Big Band Swings or Medicine Ball Caravan or any of the other programs we produce here, you can search for that on our website and either listen to archived shows or download them for listening to at your convenience. And of course, you can support KRVS at any time at at our website. Just click on the support button and you can make a secure contribution to KRVS. You may have received your renewal card in the mail. You can return that to us by mail or make the contribution online. We are looking forward to our fall fundraiser, which begins October 18th and runs through the 27th. And we will be celebrating during our fundraiser KRVS's 50th anniversary. So we're hoping you'll help us make it a special fundraiser. Help to support us, and you can do that online. That's all at krvs.org. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, it's Fresh Air. At 7, it's Chris O'Reilly's From the Top. And at 8, we begin our evening of locally produced jazz, beginning with John Green's Night Train Jazz from 8 to 10. And from 10 to 12, it's Djalma Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz. In just a moment, we'll join NPR's All Things Considered.